Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject: she watched and listened for weeks. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my boyfriend for 5 months. He moved in with his dad and his stepmom right after we started dating. They have an apartment in the basement, and he has his own entrance. I love his dad, but I never got a warm and friendly vibe from his stepmom, and now I know why. My boyfriend and I didn't have to go out of my way to be nice. My boyfriend said I didn't have to go out of my way to be nice to her. I stay at his place a lot, and we've had sex all over his tiny apartment. The first couple of times we were intimate, I told him that I felt like someone was watching us. My boyfriend laughed it off and told me that all of the cameras were outside around the property. Boy, was he wrong. There has always been a camera in his bedroom closet because that's where his dad kept a safe for years. We had been having sex with the closet door open, so when my boyfriend discovered the camera and saw that it was recording, our stomachs were in knots. We got up the nerve to ask his dad and stepmom about the camera. His dad said that he doesn't ever check that camera, but his wife does. The stepmom admitted that she checks the camera and she's seen several different intimate moments over a 3-week time frame. She showed us the camera app on her phone, and we pulled up a video of me wearing a cowboy hat and denim shorts with nothing on top. We were beyond shocked, and at first I wanted to report his stepmom. I think his stepmom wants him or something, because why else would she watch us and then admit it? What kind of creep would do that? My boyfriend has moved past this like it was nothing. Should I let it go too? Well, you know, if it's making you uncomfortable, and I can see how it would be, the first thing you should do is make sure the closet door is closed when you're over there, because this is weird. I mean, this is weird to me. It's hard to say exactly what she's up to, but she evidently was intrigued by what she saw, because it's one thing to watch the tapes to get information, like if someone is trying to break in the house or something, or the safe down there, but why would she just watch? I don't understand that either. It could be because, I don't know, maybe she's using it for something, entertainment purposes. She admitted watching the videos, which should have let you guys know that she is very aware of what's going on in her house and your apartment. Even though your boyfriend has let it go, I gotta ask, do you have a place? And maybe it's time for you and your boyfriend to go elsewhere for intimacy. Until then, like I said earlier, keep that closet door closed. Steve?
I don't really know why she wrote the letter to us. I really, really don't. I'm confused. Let me just tell you why.
That's weird.
The end of the letter says, she says in the letter, I want to report her. To who? You know, once we got to that part, I was so doggone confused. I wanted to report his stepmom. To who? What's the report gonna say? She was looking at her phone app that she has cameras in her house that's downstairs to watch the safe. and y'all was having sex with the door open, and she saw it on her app. What? What a crime. What did she do wrong? Now, once I heard that in the letter, which was much later in the letter, it now negated the rest of the letter. Because you in their house. I've been my boyfriend 5 months. He moved in with his dad and stepmom right after we started dating. Why? Why? Why your boyfriend had to go back home live with his mom and daddy? Hey, that ain't in the letter. They have an apartment in the basement, and he got his own entrance. Okay. Entrance. I love his dad. I never got a warm and friendly vibe from his stepmom, and now I know why. Well, maybe the stepmom knows she barely in there, too. Hard to welcome in a new girl when you just got in yourself. And then your boyfriend told her, this how she know you ain't, she ain't in real tight. Your boyfriend told her you ain't had to go out your way to be nice to her. I stay at his place a lot. We've had sex all over his tiny apartment. First couple of times we were intimate, I told him I felt like somebody watching us. He laughed it off and told me all the cameras was outside. And boy, was he wrong. There's always been a camera in his bedroom closet because that's where his dad kept us safe. We've been having sex with the closet door open, so when my boyfriend discovered the camera, saw it was recording, our stomachs were in knots. Woo! So then y'all got the nerve up, went in there and asked his daddy and stepmom about the camera. Daddy said, I don't even check the camera. I ain't looking at the camera yet.
What?
No, I ain't check that camera down there, that old baby. You know, I ain't had that camera on. Camera on in here. I don't even know where. I forgot what the. Is it down there? Is the camera down there? Then the mother-in-law said, yes, it's down there because I got the application on my phone.
You know they talk like that.
Well, what'd it do then? Oh, the cold. It keep a record of everything going on down there. That's why they up here talking to her, because we done seen some things.
All right.
What have we seen then?
Hang on. We'll have part two of Steve's response.
Part two coming back up.
At 23 minutes after today's Strawberry
Letter.
She watched and listened for weeks. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she watched and listened for weeks.
Yeah. This is a story about a lady that got with her boyfriend. They've been dating for 5 months. And he moved in with his mom and daddy right after they started dating. She ain't got no problem with that. That ain't even a question about the letter. My question is why. And then she's never got a warm reaction from the stepmom, but the dad is always friendly. And the boyfriend told her, you ain't got to go out your way to be nice to her because I got this separate interest. You ain't got to worry about that. I stay in this place a lot. We have sex all over the little tiny apartment. First couple of times they was intimate, she told him, I think somebody's watching us. He laughed it off, told her all the cameras was outside. But, oh boy, was he wrong. There's a camera in the closet aimed at the safe that his daddy had down there, and they done had intimate reactions, intimate moments, with the door to the closet open where the safe is. Which now means that camera was showing whoever opened that door. Well, they opened the door. Then when y'all discovered that there was a camera and you saw that it was recording, y'all stomach was in knots. Y'all decided to go upstairs and confront the daddy and the stepmom. And daddy said, what camera you talking about? I don't even remember that camera now. What is? What is a camera?
Where'd you get that voice?
Because, you know, that's how old people, when they don't know nothing, they voice get a little high and get inquisitive. What is? Camera time. The good boy, I forgot all about that camera. I ain't seen that camera. What is on? And then the lady said, I got the application on my phone. I done seen them down that naked doing all kind of nasty things. Oh, Lord. stepmom admitted she checks the camera. She's seen several different intimate moments over a three-week period. She showed us the camera app on her phone. We pulled up a video of me wearing a cowboy hat, denim shorts, and nothing on top. Oh, now you just down there, Cowboy Carter. Where my clothes at?
Right.
Where my top at?
Yes.
Now I got all my things hanging out. All right now. We were beyond shocked, and at first, I wanted to report his stepmom. Now, this is where I lost all credibility and respect for your letter. You going to report her stepmom to who? And you going to report her stepmom for what? You don't get to go to nobody's house where they got a camera and do something and then report them. I think his stepmom wants him or something. Because why else would she watch us and then admit it? What difference would it have made if she said, I ain't even seen that camera? Nothing says she wants him. She just don't like you. Because you over there doing some things, girl. Ooh, you in that clown. That's what's wrong. Her little fast tail just in here got it all. She just turning herself every which way. Look at her in there making that boy. Hey, day in the morning. This is the mama watching the video. Look at him in there, over there, just doing that. Look at her turning every which way. Look at what it hit. And now look. Lord. Great day in the morning.
Really?
How in the world? He got her foot. Is that her foot? How is they doing that?
She's watching it for entertainment.
He look at... Where the swine come from? Girl, you know, and now she done took it to her friends over at Bingo.
Ooh.
Girl, watch this here. Watch it. Look at it. Girl, where you get this from? That's Hermit, baby, downstairs. Who this girl? I don't know who this healthy is. She just fat. Watch this here. Now, look at her. Watch this. Now, get ready. Here come the monkey. Watch this here. Watch when the monkey come in here. Look at that monkey. How he know what to... He helping. Look how that monkey holding that camera. Girl, is crazy. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. He's something else. I'm just going to tell you that right now. He's something else. I don't know where he got it from. Sure ain't getting it from his daddy, though. I'll tell you that right now. You're not in from his daddy. Because his daddy ain't doing half this here. I mean, he might have done it in before, but he's not doing it no more. You know, I'm the stepmama.
What are they saying, her friends, at Bingo?
They down now. Oh, well, that Bingo to me. I know one thing, I'll be hollering Bingo.
All right. You can
Bingo!
Today's Strawberry Letter.
Bingo,
Instagram.
Bingo!
Facebook as Steve
Defoe. Got it.
Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.